CBSI in the World with Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Block. Good news. Juice. Fixed. How so, Bob? What is Juice?
Juice is a probe to the large Galilean moons around Jupiter. It's not going to be there for about, 8 years. But it took off last year, and it has a very large radar antenna. And this radar antenna is not for communications. It's for doing studies of the surface of these moons, the icy moons in particular around Jupiter that have a lot of ice. And the radar antenna would allow it to probe below the surface for ice as well. And unfortunately, when they tried to deploy the 52-foot wide radar antenna, it wasn't deploying. It appears there was a pin in the way that was blocking release. And so what the engineers did this weekend is they employed what they called back-to-back jolts. Think about rolling your car back and forth if it's stuck in snow, and that's how you get it free. Well, essentially, they were trying to do the same kind of thing, and it worked. And they got free of the pin, and they were able to deploy the antenna. And this is really good news. I've linked to a little GIF animation showing, not an animation, actual video of the antenna opening in one of my quick links on Behind the Black. And it has no sound, but when I watched that, I could hear the entire European Space Agency sigh in relief.
Perseverance is giving us news again, Bob. Water, water, water. Where?
In Jezero Crater, they have found bands of curved rock. This is Perseverance rover. And the scientists are publicly saying that the only thing they can think of that would cause this would be a very strongly flowing river. It's possible. But once again, we do not know how liquid water could possibly have ever been on the surface of Mars. I note in my coverage of this that though they say nothing about glacial activity in the press release, I'm willing to bet these scientists have considered glacial activity. But as it's a great leap into the unknown and involves geological processes they don't yet understand on an alien planet, they're not going to push that far until they've got better data. So it doesn't become a public statement. But I'm guaranteeing to you, scientists are once again considering the possibility of glacial flow to cause this kind of stuff.
The rings of Saturn. It never occurred to me that they haven't always been there, Bob. What's the expectation?
This is not a new story, actually. There have been other scientific research in the past few decades that have said that the rings of Saturn are young. They were much younger than the planet. Well, the new data from Cassini, or at least a reanalysis of data from Cassini, has confirmed that once again, the rings of Saturn were probably only 400 million years old and formed much later than the planet itself. There are a lot of theories about why or how, but either way, they are younger than the planet itself.
John. A meteorite crashed through a roof. Where, Bob?
New Jersey. We have lots more metropolitan areas now, so this kind of thing happens more often. It's not unprecedented. It doesn't happen very often, though. In this case, a meteorite, they've now dated it for 4.5 billion years, crashed through the roof of a house. It was 4 to 6 inch meteorite. And no one was hurt, thank God.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,